On his way to the man's table, he searched the dining room with his peripheral vision, and he saw her almost immediately. It was funny how that worked. His eyes were instantly drawn to her wherever she was in the room. He'd have found her if she'd been hiding in a closet, buried under a half dozen blankets. Something about her energy drew his attention. It always had. It likely always would. The air around her buzzed with electricity, with light. It was impossible not to see her. The first thing he noticed was that she looked beautiful. No surprise there. The second thing he noticed was that the asshole with her was insanely, stupidly handsome. He felt a surge of anger inside his caveman brain, wanting to pound the guy into dust right next to table 5. Since that would have been bad from a career standpoint, he shut down the part of his mind that was glaring red and proceeded to the muckety-mucks table to hear that his portobello risotto was genius. Which it was, obviously. Having exchanged pleasantries with the local official, who was a city councilman or a county supervisor or some damn thing, he took a moment to weigh his options. He could skulk back to the kitchen and pretend he hadn't seen her. Or he could go by her table on the pretense of inquiring about her meal. At first he leaned toward skulking, but then he got mad at himself, thinking, "Why should I sneak around? This is my damned restaurant." And so, to spare himself the humiliation of sneaking on his own home territory, where if anyone should be sneaking, it should be her, he took a deep breath, steeled his resolve, and strolled over to her table. It was a stroll rather than a skulk, and presented himself as though he were just doing his job. "Kate," he smiled, though it felt strange as it was not his usual facial expression, and looked down at her. The next words he had planned to say fled from his brain like sparrows from a nest as he saw how she looked.
Wow.
"Hello, Jackson." She was looking at him expectantly, and he realized he was supposed to say something.
Janie told me you were here, and I wanted to check and make sure everything was satisfactory."
"It is. The sea bass is delicious." She smiled, and he felt the smile like warm honey spreading through his chest. He turned to the date and extended his hand.
"Jackson Graham, head chef. Zach Lockwood. Kate mentioned you. The food is great."
Kate added, "Zach has really been enjoying this bottle of White Zinfandel with his porterhouse steak."
"White goddamned Zinfandel? With a goddamned steak?" There were no words. Such an offense against taste and reason called for violence, but again, there were career concerns to consider. Speechless and outraged, he looked toward Kate and saw that she was smirking at him, a delicate hand shielding her mouth as she tried to suppress a giggle. She was playing with him, a state of affairs he would have welcomed under different circumstances.
He took a deep breath and called upon his inner calm.
"You know," he said, turning toward Zach and gesturing toward the bottle on the table, "this isn't one of our better wines. Please allow me to send something out to you as my gift." "Thanks, that's really nice, but we're enjoying this, right, Kate?"
Zach looked to her for affirmation. Kate's mirth was barely suppressed. "Oh, yes, it pairs so well with everything. Steak, sea bass, wouldn't you agree, Jackson?"